Well, this week, the Innovation Trail is taking a look at the economics of guns in New York State in light of the newly passed gun control law. This morning, we take a look at small gun dealers. While most people buying a gun make their purchases at big box stores like Gander Mountain, Dick's, or Walmart, New York State is also home to over 1,800 small gun retailers. The Innovation Trail's Sarah Harris visited two North Country businesses who are trying to adjust to the state's new gun laws.
Brian Sherwood's gun collection at his home in Tupper Lake looks almost like a museum display. There's a mannequin dressed up in World War II fatigues. Adirondack pack baskets hang from the walls. Then there's the guns.
And over here on the bottom is a 1936 hex receiver Mosin Nagant. Was a rifle used by the Russians in World War II. Above that is my only so-called assault rifle. That is a FN FAL.
Brian's a total history buff. He's a big guy with gauged ears and facial piercings. He's also a card-carrying Democrat. And like many North Country gun retailers, he's trying to figure out how the state's new gun control laws will affect his business.
I stock mainly military guns from World War II and earlier. I also sell the so-called assault rifles. I don't stock them. I order them per order, which, of course, came to a crashing halt on January 15th. And I also stock military accessories, which includes high-capacity magazines and some accessories for AR-15s and AK-47s.
Brian works at Adirondack Correctional Facility, but he loves old guns and decided to turn his hobby into a side business. His inventory's small, around $5,000 to $6,000, and those military accessories, now illegal, probably represent about 15% of it.
$500 to $800. I'll either have to sell on the internet if I can, give it away out of state, or just take a hammer to it.
Brian says he's also having a hard time ensuring supplies for his customers.
Right now, those distributors are pretty much empty. They've got nothing to sell as far as ammunition goes.
Well, for starters, probably a lot of people don't want to do business in New York State distributors.
That's Jeff Rabideau. He and his wife, Susie Thaler, are avid outdoorsmen. They ran a gun shop in northern Clinton County near the Canadian border for 18 years and also organized a gun show. Jeff says that over the years, the business just got harder and harder.
Well, at one time, I had like close to $50,000 worth of stuff, but the big box stores moved in 20 miles down the road. It started going down. Then I started looking at more of a custom, more expensive orders and hard to find stuff. I did that for a while. But
last spring, Jeff and Susie closed their gun store. Jeff had always wanted to cook, so they moved to Cranberry Lake in the western Adirondacks and opened a new business running a motel and diner. Jeff figured he'd just take a break from selling guns.
Kind of like shut operation down because I had to transfer my license to my new residency and call the ATF, tell them you moved, and fill out another form, and they have to come inspect your books and tell you how to do it proper again and check out where you're setting up your business so it's get secured for your guns.
Jeff says the licensing process took almost 6 months, but now he's not sure if he wants to start selling guns again.
I have plans to. I don't know now, because if you got to do background checks and ammunition, just too much time consumed selling a box of 22 shells.
Neither Jeff nor Brian has sold a ton of semi-automatic weapons, but Jeff says their customers want choices.
A lot of people I sell to bought high-capacity mags. They don't have a tendency to use them. They probably never had them out of the box, but they want to have the opportunity to buy.
As for Jeff and Brian, they'd like the opportunity to sell. I'm Sarah Harris for the Innovation Trail.
And tomorrow, our series on the economics of guns continues with more about New York-based gun manufacturer Remington Arms. Reporting by the Innovation Trail is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. For more, visit innovationtrail.org.